AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is telling people in the capital city, Jackson,
do not drink the water.
Flooding after heavy rain has made a water problem in Jackson even worse.
In too many cases, it is raw water from the reservoir being pushed through the pipes. Be smart. Protect yourself. Protect your family.
Severe weather in parts of the South and the Midwest are blamed for at least 3 deaths. In Indiana, a portion of Julie Yarn's Auburn Garrett's drive-in main screen was torn away.
That's my drive-in that we've had for so many years, and I grew up as a little girl in Fort Wayne going to drive-ins, and this is why I own it still, because I love it. It's an art. It's a part of history of Garrett.
In Arkansas, an 11-year-old boy died after he was swept into a storm drain during heavy rainfall. On the first anniversary of the U.S. ending the Afghanistan war, the Biden administration still faces criticism over resettling of Afghans who helped the U.S.
It began under George W. Bush.
If it takes one day, one month, one year, or one decade.
2 decades later,
it was time to end this war.
While President Biden maintains it was the right call, immigrant refugee advocates fault him for leaving behind too many Afghans who worked with the U.S. As of last month, more than 74,000 applicants for special immigrant visas remained in the pipeline. That doesn't even include their spouses and children. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the administration's trying hard to speed the process, but knows many are frustrated.
Quite frankly, we share that frustration.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Elon Musk is citing a whistleblower report as a new reason why he backed out of a deal to buy Twitter. The whistleblower said Twitter was negligent in attempting to root out fake accounts. This is AP News. There are more jobs available.
There were more than 11 million job openings in July, up slightly from June. Nearly 2 jobs available on average for every unemployed person. It's a sign that the demand for workers is still hot, that employers are still trying to find workers despite high inflation and slower economic growth. Fed Chair Jerome Powell and other policymakers who are fighting inflation have said they hope to reduce the number of open jobs without causing higher unemployment. But other economists say that outcome is not likely. I'm Rita Foley.
Scrapping smelly seaweed off some beaches on Mexico's resort-studded Caribbean coast has become not only a nightmare, but possibly a health threat for the workers doing it. Scientists say it can be dangerous to workers with respiratory problems as they rake up the seaweed maskless in the scorching heat. The odor is annoying. Sulfurous, like rotting eggs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.